Poetry, free verse and rhyme, is many things to diverse humanity, male and female, whom the supreme versifier, our loving God, has made. Indeed, the entrustment of responsibility over all his creation to us is not lacking in wisdom. Observing messy secularism, one might conclude sageness is rare or non-existent. But poetry is a delightful giftedness, manifesting the ever-abiding presence of our Creator and his surroundings, plentiful goodness despite trials and tribulations. Poetry is mystical vision, overpowering illumination, cutting through the impenetrable darkness of earthliness. While my admiration is conscious and appreciative of great storytelling by novelists, versification has more readily occupied my mind in this 92-year journey, judged to be divine providence. Poetic situations have amassed themselves through the vicissitudes of life. Situations and circumstances, activities and endeavors, encounters with fellow men and women of goodwill, including the pleasurable and the exasperating. I became a resident of California in 1990, having moved here from the Washington, D.C. area, where I worked for the United States Treasury Department for 32 years, following 4 years in the United States Air Force. Most of my time at the Treasury was spent administering the adjudication and settlement of claims by and against the federal government for the proceeds of fraudulently negotiated Treasury checks. My work involved 1/4 of the United States and some foreign territories. In my last 5 years at Treasury, before retiring in 1988, I worked as a program analyst tracking organizational performance and reporting on numerous payment and collection projects. Poetry, my infatuation, may be written to depict any facet of life. Writing it impels me to slow down and take a profound view of life, its beauty, struggles, tragedies, joys, passions, and challenges. I write poetry because of confidence that God has distinctively equipped me to do so. The use of this virtuous endowment is not just for my selfish gratification, it's a paranormal endeavor to paint images and words for others to savor. Poetry has a mysterious quality, lending itself to no single characterization. By writing it, I encounter the divine and unite with poets of the past, present, and future in the growth and definition of this ancient art that educates, incites, placates, and arouses humanity. Poetry is celestial, sunny blue skies and, alternately, dark clouds veiling unseen benefits. Bearing wisdom, poetry is a depiction of all life enfolded with vicissitude. Thanks to Cynthia Marie Covington for her love, patience, and tolerance during my absence as I pursue the course of writing. On the 4th of April, our adoring, merciful Lord took my captivating, benevolent wife to heaven. Perpetuity, everlasting elation, life to come. Glory and praise to God for nearly 68 years of righteous conjugality, for her pleasuring and spacing my temporal life. Vital to our wedlock was divine blessing, enabling Cynthia and me to abide in love, the manifestation of God's presence to the world.